The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Susan Kyo is back with us. So is Kate Brennan Harding, of course, evening producer here in Today FM has joined us, and Owen McDermott from the Communications Clinic. And the gadgets and things that they have, there's lots of things for beauty and hair care. But I'm fascinated. Both Kate and Owen tried teeth whitening strips, but there are male and female versions apparently. Why so, Kate?
Well, I don't really know, but maybe because men have slightly bigger teeth generally and bigger mouths. Yeah,
that's what they said on their website, that there's a slightly different one because men have a wider mouth and bigger teeth.
Yeah.
I was lucky, I'm glad, because I actually have receding gums on one side, so the bigger size suited me perfectly. So it was an interesting thing. You thought they worked, Kate?
I think they definitely worked. I've been trying them for the last 8 days. And it's kind of funny because I do them for an hour. They take an hour. So the hour before going to bed, put them on. And basically then you have to like take it off, peel them off. But I tried teeth whitening strips years ago and they were kind of painful and weird and they felt like they were stripping the enamel. These don't. These use a slight peroxide and they kind of just lighten your teeth. It's by Spotlight Tooth Whitening. And I got the gift set. I think, Owen, you got the gift set as well, did you?
Yeah, and there's a whitening toothpaste in it. I kind of got this interesting tingle on the inside of my mouth the first couple of times I used them, and I found that I salivated an awful lot going through them. But I think that it's begun, and my teeth have begun
on. Are these medically approved by dentists?
Yes, yeah,
the two women who created it are Irish dentists, and they came through. It was coincidence that I actually was asked to use them, because a couple of weeks beforehand my daughter had told me my teeth had gone yellow, so I thought
are you a smoker?
No, I drink vats of coffee and tea, and
me too.
Am partial to a glass of red wine, so I think that the yellowy teeth are kind of a byproduct of those enjoying exercises.
The gift set was kind of fascinating, because you got, not only did you get the teeth whitening strips, which last for 14 days, as in, you know, 14 applications, you also got tooth cleansing paste, and you got this pen, which was teeth whitening gel, which you paint onto your teeth. So for an extra little boost in the morning, if you wanted to paint this on, leave it on for 5 minutes and then take it off. But the funniest was the light.
You get this light with it, which I actually didn't know what I was supposed to do with it. So I used it to light up kind of under the car to be able to see things. I thought it was some sort of marketing thing.
The light, in fact,
it was for your selfies or something.
It's for selfies. It's a circuit. I had to ask somebody now, and it was Louise Duffy who told me what it was for.
I could have guessed that.
I had no idea. It's a light that you pin onto your phone, and it gives you a better light for your selfies. But that gift set is €55, and I think it's actually quite a nice present. But I would be worried about offending someone giving them that as a present. Do you know what I mean? Here, whiten your teeth. But otherwise, it was a great product.
Yeah, it feels like value for money. Around £50.
Yeah.
I think I was told by the dentist that it's about €300 to get them whitened. So this kind of makes a bit of an impact along the way. They give you a little card that tells you how white your teeth are. Tooth number one being really white and tooth 15 being kind of dark and grey. And I was around the middle, and I think I'm moving slowly closer to...
I'm definitely moving closer to nicer, whiter.
Susan has perfect teeth, so she went for a hairbrush to test for us. In fact, both two of you went for hairbrushes. Was it the Faro hairbrush?
Yeah, so I had the Faro hairbrush, which I have to say, I won't say it's changed my life, but it is an excellent hairbrush. Now, I think hairbrushes are something that you wouldn't necessarily buy for yourself, but they're a lovely present. It's a bit like makeup brushes. Women don't tend to buy them for themselves, but if somebody bought you really nice makeup brushes, you'd be delighted. So this one that I have is the Faro one, and it's a 32mm brush. So what it does is basically, what's different about it, I suppose, is that the barrel of it is ceramic, so it retains the heat. So the whole idea is that you try to get your hair blow dried, what it looks like when you'd come out of a proper hairdresser's. So this kind of helps you do this at home. Now, I'm really bad at blow drying my hair myself, and I love, if I could have anything, I'd love someone to come and blow dry my hair in my house every day. It would be amazing.
But, for radio, it's not like you're a television presenter, you're a newsreader on radio, not television, Susan.
No, I just love having a nice blow dry, but this has really, really helped, because the heat from your hairdryer goes down through this barrel and it kind of makes the bristles warm. So you're kind of getting, you know, a bit of heat into your hair, which
a hot hairbrush.
Yeah, basically, kind of. But it's not, you don't plug it in, so it's not doing any damage to your hair. It's not like a hair straightener, and I use the straighteners a lot, and it wrecks your hair. So this kind of means that you can blow dry your hair properly if you put a bit of effort into it at home, and then you don't have to put the straighteners over it. But they're really, really good, and they come, I just had this one, which was the 32mm, but they come in 19 and 25, so depend on how thick your hair is.
Owen, how did you find yours? Oh, sorry, no, it's Kate.
Could you not tell?
Well, actually, I don't use, like, I don't use products generally, but I use a small amount of products. I quiff my hair. I wear my hair very short and it's quiff. And
yeah,
I
have a big quiff at the front, which surely needs some product,
but,
no?
No, but that's what the Faro brush has done.
Really?
It's just the Faro brush
it's
and
sensation.
A small bit. Yeah, like I've stopped using product over the last few days because blow drying, just like, you have to let your hair go a little bit drier, the instructions say. You're talking to somebody who doesn't really use a hair or use a hairbrush that much. But I had the 19mm one and I've got perfectly coiffed hair. And all I had to do was put a little bit of hairspray in it. Now I've got headphone hair now, but I found it's been brilliant. I haven't had to use all these horrible products.
What I will say to people is when they start using this first, give it a few goes because it has kind of it's got a really good handle. Like you can grip it really well, but it is like a proper hairbrush like they use in the hairdressers. So you won't be able to use it the first time.
It takes
a little bit of time to get your technique right with it. So don't judge it on the first go. Use it a few times and you'll get better at using it, but it is very, very effective.
You mentioned hair straighteners, but you also tested a hair curler, the Babyliss hair curler.
Yeah, and this is actually brilliant as well. I love this. It's a Babyliss Pro Conical Wand. So wands are really popular now because people don't really like, you know, kind of that ringlet look that used to be out a few years ago. So people don't like loads of curls, but what they do like is a bit of a bend in your hair. And this is the thing when you go, you're like...
Sorry, a bend.
So it's like
your
hair is smooth, but you just...
a bend and a curl?
Well, like
I know that.
Think feshes in the 1980s with the Irish dancers. That's what a real curl is. But a wand is kind of that beachy look where you just have a few... You don't have straight hair and it's kind of beachy, wavy look. This is perfect for that. It's really nice. Comes in a really nice box. And what it comes with is a mat because, you know, we all kind of attempt to set the house on fire with these appliances. But it comes with a heat mat. So you can put it down in the room and then, you know, you won't burn the carpet or the duvet or whatever. And also a glove to protect your fingers so you don't burn yourself. But it does have... it goes up to 210 degrees Celsius, so it is really hot, but it's got 25 different heat settings on it. So if you've got thin hair and it's not thick or whatever, you can put it quite low so you're not going to damage your hair. But I've got really thick hair, so I had it up like the 210 degrees Celsius and it's perfect. It heats up really, really quickly, and then again it involves a little bit of technique, but there's loads of videos and stuff on YouTube to watch how to do it properly. But this is a really nice present and it's really inexpensive. I think it's around, I don't know if you have the price there, but about 30 or 40 quid. So it's a lovely thing to buy somebody, and it's really, really, really effective. I love this. I'll be using it all the time.
Owen, you're a man with a beard.
I am.
So tell us about the beard trimmer that you tried. You tried a couple of them.
I had two of them, and I found them both actually really very good. The Wall Sterling 2 Plus was the first one. That cost €100, which was on the pricey side compared to the Babyliss Carbon Titanium, which was 25 quid. So I thought there was a big difference there.
Okay,
do you
use a beard trimmer normally?
I use one. Normally I would use it probably twice or three times a week. Because I was reviewing two of them, I tended to do it most days. So this is the most manicure my beard has ever been. For anyone using a beard trimmer, I think there is always an element of stress, I find, using it, because you don't ever want to take too much off your beard, because obviously you can't put it back on and you have to wait a while.
Whereas you have to shave the whole beard off.
Yeah, which is
we
what
feel
we,
that
we do.
About our eyebrows. Yeah, women feel
really?
The same. Yeah.
Well, what I found with these was that I found them a little stressful at the start to use because it was hard to get the blade right on them to cut the beard to the level that I wanted. And I found that the Babyliss actually was the easier one to figure out pretty quickly. That was the one for 25 quid. And then the Wall one was slightly more challenging, but actually once it got going, it found it was a better blade.
Would you use them on your eyebrows as well?
No, I don't. Well, I'd be terrified that I would end
but
up
I'm
with
sure
no
you can,
eyebrows.
You can,
I'm sure you
yeah.
could use them for your eyebrows. I'm sure you could use them really for your hair or for your, you know, anywhere. But really, I would be afraid to use them on my
if
eyebrows.
For the old stray hairs on the eyebrows.
I was suggesting.
But I didn't even get to the hairy ears yet.
I do have to ask my barber to do my eyebrows for me, but I wouldn't do them myself. I'd be terrified to come in with half a beard and no eyebrows. My clients would be terrified. So thinking, what's going on here? So you could do it. I think I set a kind of a couple of criteria against how would I judge how good these are. One was could I use it easy enough? Both of them were pretty easy to use. Did the battery last long? On the Wall one had a brilliant charge, so it would charge pretty quickly and last for about an hour. The Babyliss one was done by battery. It wasted within about a half an hour. But I think on the whole, one was 100 quid, the other one was 25. The Babyliss one for 25 I thought was just far better value. I'd love love the one for €100 as a present, but if I was buying it for myself, I'd probably have gone for the Babyliss Carbon Titanium for €25.
Okay, Kate, what else did you have?
I had half of a skincare product range from Kinvara Skincare.
Half.
Myself and Susan, yeah. So they sent in a gorgeous gift set, and Susan and myself split what was in it. So I had a cleansing oil, an eye serum, and a 24-hour face serum. Now, you're talking to someone who does not use makeup, or one maybe twice a year, who never, ever uses any products. I don't have any products in the house. And if I'm doing anything, it's with coconut oil. That's it. These skincare products are they're chemical-free. They are organic. And they're fantastic. And I really, really loved the cleansing oil. So you just do a little routine where you put the oil on your face and then you use a hot towel to take the oil off. And I loved it. Absolutely.
Yeah, and they're Irish as well. They were, the founder is a lady who lives in the west of Ireland. So that's a really good thing as well. And like Kate said, they're organic and all natural, cruelty free and all of that. I was a little bit reluctant because I'm quite committed to my normal skincare routine. And I'm probably the opposite, Kate. If you use makeup twice a year, I put it on twice a day. So I was, you know, a little bit worried about this, but I suppose I had the moisturiser, the Active Rose Hip Day Cream, and I suppose for that, and I think a lot of women, you know, they want a really good moisturiser, but people who do wear makeup like me, they want the makeup they want it to be a good base for your makeup. So yeah. You don't want to put something on and then for it not to have a nice finish and you put your makeup on over it, it doesn't look right. This absorbed really, really quickly, and it kind of had a matte finish, which means you won't have a shiny face once you put your makeup on. So I did really, really like this, and I also had the Hyaluronic Youth Boost, which basically why I look 25, Matt. This is
you're
the reason 25, why.
24.
But this absorbs really quickly as well. It's an eye cream, which, you know, are really important to use. I don't really use one, but, you know, people should use them when they get to my age or before that. And this was really, really good. Again, it absorbs pretty quickly, so you can put it on in the morning and at night and put your moisturiser on over it.
Because I had the eye serum, and I'd say together as a total package, it's lovely. I've been using this for the last 2 weeks, and I swear I've noticed such a difference in my eyes with the eye serum, because I like would have an awful lot of kind of really puffy eyes at the moment, and that's kind of taken a lot of that away. Really noticed
it has
difference.
A lovely kind of antiseptic. It's quite you can smell, it's got all these plant extracts, but you can really smell that. Yeah. It feels really clean. Or something.
You should see Owen's unshaven eyebrows have raised quite a few times during that.
It was really interesting. Do you put moisturiser on before you put on makeup?
Yeah, so in every morning you cleanse and moisturise, and then if you wear makeup, then a few minutes later you have to put your makeup on. So it's really important that the moisturiser is a good base for whatever makeup you put on over it, or else the makeup will just all come off. Or if it's kind of very drying, the makeup goes on really crappily. So yeah, it is important.
And when do you put the eye serum on? At night time?
At night time, and I was putting it on in the morning as well, because, you know, we need all the help we can get.
You know the thing with the Kinvara skincare package? The 24-hour face serum, which I used, and I only used sort of every 2 or 3 days because I have very sensitive skin, and I did have a small reaction, but that's not to do with the products, it's just me being weird. But it's supposed to be really, really good for men after their shaving. Really? It's supposed to be really gentle on their skin. Yeah,
you can put it on your eyebrows after. Thing.
Okay, well, thank you to all, and thanks to TerrySales.ie and Cara Pharmacy for many of those products that we got, and Kinvara Skincare as well. Thank you to Owen McDermott, Susan Cho, Kate Brennan Harding.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.